Voters may or may not notice a big political staffing change like today's. They may or may not care. There is a change in the political playbook this year that everyone will see and hear.
I'm Howard Dean, and I approve this message because
I'm John Edwards. I'm running for president. And I approve this message because
I'm Dick Ephardt, and I approve this message because
I'm Wes Clark, and I approve of this message.
Those words, "I approve this message," come courtesy of the McCain-Feingold campaign reform law. It requires that candidates endorse each ad themselves while their image covers at least 80% of the TV screen. Doesn't sound like a big deal unless you make your living writing and producing campaign commercials.
Why in the world wouldn't he approve the message? He just read it.
David Axelrod is a Democratic consultant working for the campaign of Senator John Edwards.
I don't know what they think, that people are standing on the side out of camera view holding a gun on these candidates, making them talk about their health care plans, but it's ludicrous, and the effect of it is that it not only confuses voters, but it takes 3-4 seconds out of a 30-second commercial, essentially giving you even less time to give valuable information to people.
And some campaigns say that's a real problem, especially for lesser-known candidates and for latecomers like Wesley Clark. Matt Bennett is his communications director.
This is such a recent requirement that nobody's figured out a really seamless way of putting this in. So either you run your normal ad and carve out 4 seconds at the end to put your guy on to say, "I'm Joe Smith and I approve of this message," or you try to work it more seamlessly into the ad by saying, "I'm Joe Smith and I approve of this message because we need to do the following things." Neither are perfect solutions. We're kind of toying with both of them because we're putting our first set of ads together now.
The ads this early on can be pretty bland. The new rules are designed to make candidates take full credit for the attack ads that run closer to Election Day. But this is politics, and every new rule creates a new loophole. Again, David Axelrod from the Edwards campaign.
The intention of all these reforms has been to sort of reduce the role of money in politics and police the tone of our politics, but the end result may be to drive more of the business to independent committees who are under less prohibitions.
Those independent committees will have to make similar disclosure statements at the end of their ads. But that may not mean much, since many groups aren't exactly upfront about who's funding them. Voters may have to dig through records at the IRS or the FEC to find who approved those ads.